Hi, everyone. It was with considerable dismay that I realized that Salem Green's oration of her poem, The Woman in the Yellow Apron, at the end of her interview was not included. I've had one of those weird tech weeks where things just go sideways for no reason whatsoever. And so listening to the episode, I thought, oh my gosh, it completely cut out the poem. And how did that happen? So now I've re-uploaded the episode. So if you want to listen to the interview again, it is included at the end. But then I thought, you know what? I'm going to release her poem as a standalone episode. It is that beautiful and that evocative. So here it is. Salem Green's The Woman in the Yellow Apron is Medicine. I want to ask you, and this is not, would you like to share one of your poems on the show?
Sure. That's what I was kind of looking for. I would love to do that. Absolutely. I would maybe share one from the section about the lady in the yellow apron to see what does she have to say to us today. I'll read a poem about the woman in the yellow apron is medicine. I think she is most definitely medicine in my medicine. So the name of the title of the poem is The Woman in the Yellow Apron is Medicine from the Other Revival. And the thing I'll say about my grandmother, her mother was enslaved. So my great grandmother was born in enslavement. And when we think about like how many generations ago this life of world was, you know, we think, oh, no, that's, you know, 90,000 years ago. When I think of my grandmother, I remember as she walked proudly that she knew her mother when her mother was 6 or 7 or 8 years old, was still living on someone else's unfree, still living unfree. And my grandmother lived free. And when I speak about that, I'm not speaking of my great, 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 great. I'm speaking of 2 generations, 3 generations ago. And my grandmother, I knew very well who her mother was, the lady in the yellow apron. So this poem quickly, the woman in the yellow apron is medicine. The medicine mother is a balm to the land, overseer of acres for generations. Mother ancestor can predict rain from clouds hovering. She says when the cows lay down, tucking tails between their legs, a storm is brewing. Then she takes out her silver tinctures and collects rain, water and drops to treat the people who cry. She transforms this house into a hospice for those who worked while gales tore through. The tinctures line the back porches of the Wallace house, awaiting the men folks to come for their healing. Touch is her medicine. The men with oil on their foreheads rest underneath oak and mulberry trees next to the children's buried pottery. The woods will come alive again. The animals will roar, and there will be awakening. There will be no unmerciful masters. There will be the woman in the yellow apron as medicine, a balm to this land. A touch of her medicine will change and transform all that await healing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kirsten. This is a beautiful podcast, and thank you for bringing beauty and also this healing circle of two people together that's going to be a revival for other people in the world. So thank you.
Oh my gosh. You're what a gift for me today.